Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the official podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, and we're visiting this week with a sophomore runner from the cross-country and track teams, Caroline Milinar. Morning, Caroline. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
One of the reasons I asked for you to be the guest this week is Sunbelt preseason polls and teams were released earlier this week, and in that was among the top seven returning runners to watch. You were there. What was your reaction when you heard the news?
Well, I didn't really know that there was a thing, that you had a preseason ranking. I think that's also a new thing that you have, like individuals as well. But obviously I was happy to see I was in it. I'm glad that the coaches from other schools, they believe in me.
You are from Saville, Denmark, and tell us, what did you do this summer? Did you go home, do stuff there? Did you stay here, take classes? What did you do in the off season?
I went home at the end of May, and I was home for like 2.5 months, where I was working at a nursing home. So I spent a lot of time there, but I had a lot of mileage to cover over the summer. In average, I ran 50 miles, so I had a lot. And I also did weights and things. So basically, I woke up at 5, trained, went to work, went home, trained, ate, went to bed. It was pretty boring, but yeah, I got to travel a bit as well, so that was nice.
Running in Denmark over the summer, a little more comfortable than running in Mobile over
summer? Oh, definitely, definitely. I'm glad that I was home. It was a very warm summer in Denmark, though. We had a very dry summer, and it was perfect temperatures to run in, so I'm glad I was there.
All right. You know, all students returned a couple weeks ago with the start of the fall semester. Tell us how, both individually and as a team, y'all have been preparing these last couple weeks since you've come back, because you have two meets coming up in consecutive weekends.
Yeah. No, we've been training over the summer, and I've been keeping contact with the returners and the new ones. I've also been messaging a bit back and forth, and it seems like we all have been putting in our mileage over the summer, and that's very important since we start so early and we just got back from 2 weeks ago. We've had 2 weeks here now, and we've been, doing a lot of work and doing what we were supposed to do. So I think that we're looking good right now.
You know, tell our listeners, for cross country, how many times a week how many miles are you putting in a week since you've come back, and how many days are you running? And just in terms of that, I mean, that's practice for you. I mean, other teams get together, run plays or whatever, but for you, it's got to be, I guess there's a schedule of kind of how many miles you want to get in a day, in a week?
Yeah, no, it's very important that you, follow the weekly mileage and progress throughout the season. Our coach puts down a very specific plan for us individually, so some people may run, 40 miles a week, while others are running 70. And myself, I'm on 55 now, and we have one long run a week. We meet up 6 days a week out of 7. Then we have weights 2 times a week, and then we have 2 to 3 sessions. So this week we had a session Monday and Tuesday, and then tomorrow we'll have our first race, and on Saturday we'll have a long run. And
mentioned before, you're considered by Sunbelt coaches a returning runner to watch. The team was picked third in the preseason poll. Tell us, in these couple weeks that y'all have been back together, what kind of goals and expectations have y'all talked about for the team for the fall, and what are your personal goals for this season coming up?
Well, first of all, the team, they both the men and the women are in the preseason rankings ranked as number three, so that's very good. That's also where I would like hope that we are, in top three at least. It looks very good so far. We've been having a lot of good workouts, and I can see that people have been training hard over the summer and really done what they're supposed to do. And as a team, like even on the easy runs, I feel like we're working good together. If we need a day off or whatever, we talk with each other, we run the easy runs together, and as a team in whole, it's looking very, very good. And as an individual, I have a lot of expectations. I feel like last year was like my first year here, and I had to adjust to a lot of things, the food, the environment, the training, everything. But now, since I've been here a year, I know what to expect, and I know how the races look, and yeah.
So, talking about your team, on the women's side, there are 12 ladies on the roster, but only four of them are upperclassmen, juniors or seniors. It's a very young team. Tell our listeners about some of these girls that they probably don't really know, and from what you've seen, why you think the team will be good.
Well, yeah, we have a very young team. We have one senior and a junior, and then a lot of sophomore and freshmen. So I don't know really what to expect yet, but when I look at the times from the high schools and when I look at how we are practicing together and everything now, it looks very good. I'm trusting in them, and it just seems like also the social life, it's working very well. So I'm happy about that.
Now, one of the key people you ran with last year graduated. She was a Sun Belt champion in cross country, very decorated over her career, Laura Labiscagni. Was there anything that you learned from running with her last year that will help you both individually and maybe help these young girls get up to speed, so to speak, on the collegiate level?
Definitely, yeah. She has taught me, I've learned a lot from her. I've been like following her footsteps while being here so far, and she has put the bar up high, so it's hard, but she was the team captain last year, and she was very good at like at nights to tell us what to do before a meet, and like individual, if you were very nervous before the race, to like talk to you and be like, calm down, it's all gonna be fine, and it's something I will always remember, and I have to remember to tell the younger girls that as well.
Our guest this week on Inside JAG Nation, Caroline Milnar from the Jaguar Women's Cross Country and Track Team. The team opens at the Challenge of Champions Friday with the women racing first at 5:45 at Langan Park. You will not be in the lineup for that one, but perhaps we'll see you next week at the Azalea City Classic, the run that the program has traditionally hosted, and that will be Friday, September 7th, 4:05 start on the first race at Brookley Field. Let's go back to this time last year. You're coming in as a freshman. You're coming in from Denmark. What were your expectations?
Oh, I had high expectations. When I first got here, I just remember the humidity on the first long run. It was horrible. It was very, very bad. And the first race also, that was Azalea, so that must be like exactly a year ago. I remember it was maybe in the 3 o'clock in the afternoon or so. It was awful to run. Like, it was, it was very bad. And that's definitely something that I've learned from last year as well, to be better at drinking water before and not dehydrating on the day.
So, like, none of your coaches or teammates kind of gave you any sort of warning over the summer that, hey, Mobile's a little different?
I knew it was. I just saw, like, I was looking when I was home over the summer before coming last year. I looked at the temperature difference and I thought, wow, that's going to be nice to be in that warm weather. But I wasn't expecting the humidity to be as bad as it is.
You brought up your first race, the Azalea City Classic, last year. And in your first collegiate performance, you finished second overall. What was your reaction when you crossed the line and you realized what the result is? I mean, did you expect it? Did you think you were just going to come out and be that good? Or, you know, what was the reaction?
I didn't know what to expect before the race. I knew that there wasn't the strongest teams in that race, so I knew that I could maybe go out in front, but I would hope for like top 10. So I was very happy with a second place. But when I crossed the finish line, I didn't think about it a lot. I was dehydrated and I just needed some water on my face and on my back. I was, yeah.
You know, later in the year, you get to the Sunbelt Cross Country Championships for the first time. That's at the end of October. And, you know, that's postseason and that's sort of kind of a different level of competition. Now you're looking at truly moving on and qualifying for higher levels of competition. You were third team all Sunbelt, finished in 11th place overall. You know, by that point with your regular season, did you know that you were going to do that well? You know, what was your approach to a championship meet for the first time?
Well, when I first got here, everything was new. I didn't know what to expect in the Sunbelt Conference at all, how good were the girls. And obviously every year it will be different because freshmen are coming in, and like our team this year, we have a lot of good freshmen, and you never know what to expect. So I didn't really, I hoped just to put in some good times, but it's also hard to compare since it's cross country, it's different courses every time.
Yeah.
So I was just happy with the time. And also that I could see throughout the season that even though the courses differed, that I still put in like better times and PR'd. Even in the last race, our regional race, or at regionals, I PR'd on the 5K, which the race is a 6K. So I was very happy about that.
Tell us what you have to do to make that transition from running cross country all fall to going to indoor meets early in January when you get back after the Christmas break.
That's very different. We only have like 3 weeks off, so that's not a whole lot. And cross country is just to build up strength and power, endurance. It's very good training, and my personal goals are in outdoor track. And we're already training for that now. We're already putting in some hurdle mobility and different things for the steeple. So indoor will be to build up some speed, and cross country is basically strength and endurance.
Last year in the spring at one of Auburn's meets, you set the school record in the steeplechase. I always like to ask this of runners, throwers, like, did you know while you were in the middle of the race, like, yeah, I'm on a good pace here, I got a chance to do something special? Or is that not even cross your mind and you look at the end of the race and you're like, wow, look at that time?
I wasn't, the last three laps, I thought, okay, I could maybe beat the school record, but it was my very first steeple race ever, and it was when I went over the first water barrier. It was my first water barrier ever, and I stood on top of it and I just looked down, and it was warm, and I just looked at the water. I just wanted to jump in and go for a swim. So at that point in the beginning of the race, I didn't expect anything, but on the last three laps, when I realized that, okay, this might be a school record, I got very happy about that.
Tell us about running track and cross country growing up. How old were you when you started, and do you remember why you began competing?
I started in 2014, so that's very late. But when I grew up, I used to play soccer. I played handball as well. That's a big thing in Denmark. And I danced a bit and did random stuff, but I could play soccer fine, but I think that running was the main reason why I was decent at soccer. So I did some road races and I won some local races, and then I thought, okay, I might go and try this. And so in 2014 I signed up in a track and field club, and I was there for a year, and then I changed to a running club instead, in my home city, Herning. And I've trained there with them ever since, before coming here.
So at what point in the process between then and now, which is like four to 5 years, or are you a little older than a traditional sophomore?
I'm a little older. Okay. I'm 21 now.
Okay. So in about that 6 to 7 year span, well, really six, because you're going back to last year, when did you start thinking about, like, hey, I might come and go to school in the U.S. and compete in the NCAA?
That was fairly late. It was in high school. Our school system is a bit different. But I graduated from high school in 2016, so about 2 years after starting track and field. And at that point, I was decent, I guess. But then I had a gap year, and in that year, I just trained very hard, and I PR'd in a lot of races. I ran sub 10 in the 3K and some other. I ran 2:10 on the 800 meter, and I realized that maybe I could be so lucky to get a scholarship in the US. And I got contacted in February from some schools, and yeah, then I looked at it, and at first I thought it was a joke, because people looked at All Athletics, where they just get your name, so it's top 100 performance or something, and then they find your name, and then they contact you on Facebook, because they only know your name. So when I got a Facebook message from somewhere in California or whatever, I just thought, okay, that this is a joke. And then, yeah, I didn't really respond to it. And then after 2 months, I heard some of my other friends went to the U.S., and I thought, okay, I might do that as well.
Was there anything that stood out about the first time you heard from South Alabama? Or was it just one of a bunch of schools, and you sort of had to have some conversations to make sense of what the school and program is, and that you might want to come here?
I talked with the previous coach over Facebook first, and first it was just like all the others, but then I cut down some of the schools because I didn't like where they were located or the school size or something. And then I really wanted to go to med school, and that's South Alabama has a very good program for that. And then I talked with the coach over Skype, and he seemed very nice. I talked with some of the girls, Laura also, and they also seemed very nice, and it just seemed like a very good program in general.
So essentially, you're telling our listeners that it's a leap of faith. I mean, it's not like, you know, traditionally recruiting in the States, you'll come from high school and visit campus and the coaches and the facilities. First time you came to Mobile was last August when you got off the plane for classes?
Yes, it was. That was also the first person I ever met from Alabama, probably, was in the plane on the way here. And he was talking so much and with a very strong southern accent. And I was just sitting, I was so nervous.
You know, when we talk about your junior career, at some point you did compete in some national championships, and you won a race, finished second in another in an indoor. Compare the competition in Denmark that you were going up against to what you face at an NCAA meet now that you're here.
Yeah, that's also very different. In Denmark, we are maybe at a cross-country meet. There might be 25 people in the race. And it's good to come top five. But if you come top five here, it's amazing. To run sub 18 on a 5K might bring you to a 130th place here. While in Denmark, if that's not top three, I don't know. There's something wrong.
What kind of long-term goals do you have in cross-country and track? And I mean, not just like winning a Sun Belt or you know, going to Oregon and making it to the national meet, but like, do you see yourself competing beyond school?
I definitely do. I also think that's very different in Denmark. Here in the US, it's mostly people do it as like to pay for their school. Obviously, some, like most of them, hopefully also enjoy it. But in Denmark, it's mostly because you really enjoy and love running. And that's also why I started and why I still do it today and why I'm here. I really want to always run, if not after. Like, I want to do something, triathlon or running mm-hmm. or whatever. But as it looks now, I have some goals for the next season. I want to go to regionals, outdoor, and some different things there. So first of all, I'm taking 1 year at a time, and beyond that, I'll see how good I'll get and where it will bring me.
Now, you mentioned medical school is important to you. If I have my information right from your bio, biomedical sciences major.
Yes.
What is there a specific medical field you're interested in going into as a professional career, or you just know you want to be a doctor of some kind and figure out once you go through classes in the system what you might be good at?
Yeah, I think it's mostly I'm going to take some internship and see what I like. Now I've been at a nursing home in Denmark, and I like working with people, so I want to do that, and I want to work with the human body in some perspective. I also want to work at a hospital, but I don't know if it's going to be with older people, younger people, feet or skin or whatever.
You know, when you think about medical school, is that something that can you go home and do that, or do you foresee yourself in the United States for a while to go through that entire educational system to become a doctor and then figure out where you want to practice?
It's a bit different with medical school because you have to take the whole education in one country. So you have to take it all in Denmark or all in the United States. And if I have to do it all here, I have to be here for longer than 4 years. And I'm not expecting to do that, but I would think that I want to go a bit another way. So I'm going to major in biology or biomedical science now, the next 4 years, and then go home and see if I can use that for something back home. And if not, I'll just start over. I'm not in a hurry.
You know, speaking of back home, tell us about, since you've come here last August, how often do you keep in touch with family and friends back in Denmark?
I try to call my parents every Sunday. And with my friends, it's the time zones are different, but you can always, that's just a bad excuse, I think. I try to text them sometimes, but it's often it's just catching up and things. So I like better to, when I'm home, just to like be with them, spending time with them whenever I'm home.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation, Caroline Milinar from the Jaguar Cross Country and Track Program. She will not be participating in the season opening meet Friday, but expects to run next Friday on the 7th at the Azalea City Classic. Appreciate the time, but before we let you go, I've got a set of questions I want to ask that really are just the first answer that pops in your head, just blurted out, so our people can get to know you a little better away from competition. And the first one I always start with is that with your schedule of competition, practice, weights, meals, class, study hall, goes on and on, you don't have a lot of free time. When you have a few moments to yourself, what's your favorite thing to do?
I read or sleep.
What's your favorite sport outside of track?
Soccer.
Best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
Ooh, that's a hard one. probably a soccer game at home or something, not something really big.
If there's one athletic event that you've never been to that you want to see in person, what's at the top of your list?
Olympics.
Does it matter where?
No, not really. I just want to go to the Olympics.
Outdoor, yeah. I assume, with track and field.
Yes,
definitely. Being one of the highlights of the summer games.
Of course.
If you're going on a dream vacation, one spot, where are you going?
I really want to go to New Zealand and Australia.
Favorite movie?
The Shawshank Redemption.
Favorite book?
Unbroken.
Favorite musical artist?
Mumford and Sons.
And well down the road, after a successful collegiate career, and you've got your own medical practice, and some guy in Hollywood says, wow, it's an amazing story. I'm going to make a movie. What actress is he going to hire to play the lead role of Caroline?
Ooh, Emma Watson.
Our guest this week on Inside JAG Nation has been Caroline Millenar. Wish you the best of luck, not just this fall, but all season. Appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Inside JAG Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside JAG Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!